This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Things you worry about don't happen. 20% that remains aren't as bad as you worried they would be. Yeah, we expend a lot of energy. We harm our health worrying. Two questions for you to answer on the program today. President of the United States is going to give a press conference a little later on, I guess next hour, in which I understand they're talking about some advances or breakthroughs they've had on a vaccination and some of the things related to the coronavirus. So we'll pick that up. And I have another suggestion on something you can do to coronavirus-proof yourself. But other than that, we're clearing the deck today. And I'm begging you to take a moment and think about, number one, what's worrying you, whatever that is, and number two, how we can help. We being anybody within the sound of my voice, or us here. Todd for the iHeartMedia team, myself for the Flag Family team, whatever we can do. I mean, that's the power of a microphone, because you can help.
You can give blood.
Just with the microphone.
I just looked up, saw there are drastic shortages from this.
Are they really?
Yes. Give blood.
Certainly give blood. Right
that
on.
That seems to be like the first thing whenever anything happens. All of a sudden, nobody gives blood anymore.
Nope.
It's nice out, nobody gives blood. It's bad out, nobody gives blood. I mean, here we are.
Your routines are just so disrupted. You know, I don't know that it's a conscious, I'm not going to give blood, because I think it's just, you know, everything's different. And I am most concerned, honestly, about small businesses, because they are the economic engine of our great state and most of America. And they are probably the most impacted from this. Restaurants shut down. I mean, you really have a sliver of folks that are helping. I mean, I don't think there's many healthcare operations that aren't overwhelmed at this point, although elective surgery is down, so there is some of that. But, you know, there's a few that are on the uptick, but most are on the downside. So, what can we do? What would help you? Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, 701-367-2054 for me. Todd's at 226-8503, and Kevin's taking your calls at 271-1100 on the local flag line. So you have the K-Fire line at 258-0550 or the flag family line at 271-1100. Okay, those are the numbers. Those are the texts. Okay. Email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. What's on your mind, radio.com? studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. There I've given you every possible way to join us. Let me start with Dave. Where are you calling from, Dave?
On the coronavirus, when you get a package that's overnighted or 2 days, when they deliver it out at our farm, they leave it in the back of the pickup truck generally. If I leave it out there overnight, will that wipe out all the coronavirus? And then the second thing is on Donald Trump, I understand he's the guy responsible for the War of 1812, the Peloponnesian War, and the fall of the Roman Empire all at once. And I'll listen on the radio.
Well, Dave, you forgot the Trump virus. Byron Dorgan's chief of staff, when he was in the U.S. Senate, former head of the Democratic Party in North Dakota, Bob Ballew, has got a tweet out saying that Trump shouldn't call the Trump virus the Trump virus, because guess what? He's the reason for it. He unleashed it here. So let's call it the Trump virus. He shouldn't call it the China virus. It's the Trump virus. You can't make it up. You know what? I don't have much time for that stuff right now. I don't. I even have to resist sort of just reacting to it. Because, look, people reveal themselves at times like these. And that's okay. It says more about them than anybody else. But really, let's figure out how to help people. Let's figure out what people are worried about. Let's go there. As to your question on the package, Kevin, what'd you find?
Well, the virus, the COVID-19 is stable for several hours to days on surfaces and in aerosols. And the cold weather doesn't kill it. Heat, from what I understand, kills it. Your probably best bet is to just
leave it for 24 hours.
Or get a, you know, just make up a little bottle of bleach spray. A little cap full to a gallon of water, and put that in a spray bottle and hit the package with it, wipe it down, you're good to go.
We have a call into the post office to answer the same question because somebody asked about that yesterday. Is it safe? Are the packages safe?
Money,
and
all that.
And I misspoke yesterday when I said that the virus lives on cardboard for like several hours. It's 24 hours. It's as long as on many other surfaces, even like hard surfaces, like in metal. So if you're getting a box from Amazon or the post office, and you think of how many people touched that along the way. I would spray it down. I'm with Kevin, or I just wait to open it. Then not touch the thing for 24 hours. Leave it on the step.
One other thing I read is with money, paper money is very nasty, dirty, germ-filled.
Always
anyway.
Have been, yeah.
But if you can get it in the sun, the direct sunlight will kill that as well.
Well, we'll take care of that in June. Then.
Right now. It's snowing here.
Yeah, I know. But that was what I read, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sleeting here, too, by the way. So, and a little slick. Phil and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Phil.
I just want to say, you know, it's everybody's kind of upset about how everything is. Can we imagine how bad this would have been if we wouldn't have had 3 years of a roaring economy? If the Dow wouldn't have been at near 30,000 and dropped like this, if oil wouldn't have rebounded to where it was and dropped like this, and we have to be thankful for that fact, too, and understand that this is an adjustment, and if we all just calm down, it'll be fine, and be thankful that we had 3 years of boom before this happened.
You know, I've thought of that a few times, too. I don't know that it does any good to say it in the middle of a storm, but you're absolutely right. If the underpinnings of that economy had not been where they were, I mean, this would have been really, really bad, really bad. And I think about that with North Dakota, too. I mean, you know, thankfully, the Legacy Fund, an ingenious product of the voters of North Dakota, set aside some of the bounty of this oil and started building up a pot of money. You know, how can that be used at a time to support the industry that created the wealth, that generated it? Well, it's there, so you at least can have that conversation. You know, our legislative leaders need to make that decision. But in my mind, the coronavirus has, understandably, but not without some peril, taken away a focus of what's happening in the oil industry right now. And oil is below $20. I mean, and again, so same point, Phil. You don't have the solid economy that we do have, then it's worse, you know?
Yeah, we have to remember that our foundation is strong. We have roads, we have infrastructure, we have electricity, we're better off than so many other people in so many other countries, and we had a roaring economy and a strong foundation. A 3 month hiccup and a 1 quarter hiccup isn't gonna deter the confidence of the United States citizen.
Appreciate your call, Phil. Thanks a lot. What are you worried about? What is worrying you? And in true What's On Your Mind audience fashion, we're getting, you know, folks, hey, here's the good. Here's what we need to remember. I love that, too. But my overwhelming concern is for people that are worried and wondering if there's ways we can help, especially small businesses. So if you're in business of any size, for that matter, tell us how we can help. Tell us what you're worried about. Let's see who's next. Let's go West Fargo. Tom, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, I just put this right up front. This is a disclaimer. I'm not a paid spokesman for the 1100, the flag. I just want to say keep the even keel that you and Scott are, Todd are doing. Just stay the even keel because you, I'm not worried. I'm not one of the ones that are worried. There are a lot of people that are, and what you guys are doing is just keep up doing what you're doing.
Very kind of you. Thank you very much, Tom. We will we'll do our best. I do believe it's the best of a radio that you find at times like this, because it is a community yep. conversation. It's mobile. You take it with you. You don't have to bend your neck and you know, use your thumbs to type into a phone. You just talk. And so we do appreciate it, and we will continue to facilitate that.
One quick thing. If I could say one quick thing on how to get the heat for the boxes, you could always put the box in a plastic bag, put it in a hot tub or a sauna. Of course, it may not do it, the stuff that's inside the box real good, but it'll kill the virus on the outside of the box.
I'll ask the sauna and hot tub expert about that, see if that might work. I've seen some amazing statistics about how many bugs a sauna will get some off you, clears you out. So that's
toxins.
If I were you, I would be saying if there's anything I need coming out of this, it's better protection against bugs. So I'm going to head to Hot Springs Spas and get myself a sauna for sure. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Mark and Bismarck, you're next, and others.
I'm Jim. Wait to go. FlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
From a listener saying, it sounds like they can't decide how to dispense the relief money to get it into the hands of people who need it the quickest. Why don't they give it to the banks? Any member bank of the Federal Reserve would already have the protocol in place for the accountability. Don't give it to the SBA. That'll be like giving it to the post office. It'll get to you eventually.
Ouch.
Eventually, yeah. And with no due respect, I'm sure, from that emailer to the post office, right, Tom? Of course not. Of
just
course.
Hope they're not expecting any next day deliveries today, because they might be delayed.
Our friends at Oasis Petroleum want to salute everybody that has that Buffalo spirit all across North Dakota. These challenging times. Of course, Oasis Petroleum, a great story, a great company that has, you know, that Be the Buffalo spirit as well. They've gone into the storm and come out the other side even better, even stronger. That's what the Buffalo does. That's what North Dakotans do, and they love it when you celebrate them. So if you know somebody that is really demonstrating that in a great way and we can give them a shout-out, just give us a call and tell us some details. We'll give them a shout-out. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Same place to call 24-7 with your comments on anything. Mark in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I have a concern and a bit of a worry. There are 8 regional human service centers in North Dakota, and they're all open. And they're encouraging vulnerable adults in our state to go in for services, and they're not protecting their employees there. And why they're open is beyond me. They could have a handful of staff there taking care of the most vulnerable, the adults with serious mental illnesses, and provide some medical services. And a lot of things they can do on crisis lines to help people make decisions in the community. But these places should not be open, and it's ridiculous that they are. If you happen to get the governor on, ask him point blank, why are human service centers open?
All right, and are they open?
You know,
I'm trying to remember what would you need to go to a human service center for physically? What are the clientele coming there for? What are they getting?
Well, people, there are adults with serious mental illnesses that go in weekly or maybe a couple of times a week to get medications. But those logistics can be handled without the human service center being open, okay? All of those things can be handled over the phone. Or case managers can meet up with those clients in the community, but you know they have thousands and thousands of employees that they're telling have to come to work every day, and there's even more clients and patients that they work with that they're encouraging to come there for services. And just why they're open is beyond me. I just don't get it. I think the executive director of the department needs to make a decision. The governor should have already made the decision to close human service centers, like all other businesses and county and city office places are. Many of them are closed because they don't want people to have contact with each other. So the governor needs to do the right thing and close human service centers and just provide essential services to the handful of very vulnerable adults and other people in the community with medications and other things like that. But a lot of things can be handled on the phone with crisis lines.
So besides the people you mentioned, like they've come in for medications, and you suggest that could be done other ways, what else do you go to the Human Service Center for?
Well, you know, historically or normally what they would have, they have addiction treatments, okay, and those kind of things have been put on hold for now. They have people coming in for therapy. They provide services to the developmentally disabled, but a lot of those are handled by nonprofits in the community, you know. So a lot of administrative things go on there and direct services. There's just no doubt about it. And they're very
crucial
things.
We'll certainly ask. It just sounds like a lot of what you're describing is, a healthcare provider. And, I know that hospitals are open, clinics are open, but they're obviously open for patients that are not doing something elective but need to be seen. So maybe that's the reason. I don't know, but I will ask, and that's what we're here for. Because if you have a question and you're wondering what the deal is, we have no problem calling to get an answer from, the president, our congressional delegation, members of the governor's team, Burgum, Sanford, anybody else. Happy to do it. So appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. You can call locally Fargo-Moorhead at 701-271-1100. Bismarck-Mandan 258-0550. Two big questions today. What are you worried about? How can we help? Special emphasis on the small businesses out there. John, in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to call and say what I was worried about. And number one, I don't worry. I leave it up to God to worry for me. he's done a great job. I'll give you a quick example. Friday, I went into the dentist doing some surgery, and he says, I have cancer in my gums. He takes a biopsy, you know, and he doesn't give me any ifs, ands, or buts. He says, I have cancer. Well, the results came back yesterday. I don't have cancer. You know, let God worry about it. Pray with God and let him deal with it. And I want to do a quick one on the cardboard on FedEx. Smith was on the television yesterday, the CEO of FedEx. He says it does not live on cardboard. He says he had 900 employees in China. Only three came down with it. And of all things, FedEx, very few people handle those products. Products are handled, you know, in this grocery store way more. So I just wanted to, one, thank God for make good news. And thank the world. You know, let's come together.
Are you switching dentists, John?
What's that?
Are you switching dentists? Scared the living daylights out of you for a few days there, right?
No, it didn't scare me at all, really. You know, I go, okay, great time to get it, you know. Just what I want, an immune system that is, you know, basically going to be destroyed. And, you know, like I said, I let God worry about it. What could I do?
Good for you.
Yeah.
Some great advice, that's John. Appreciate the call. And I guess we have a dispute on the cardboard thing because I've seen a number of things in this, like CDC or WHO or whatever, saying it lives on cardboard for 24 hours, and he's saying it doesn't, and I think his numbers on the people impacted speak volumes. So appreciate you sharing that, too. Thanks a bunch, and call me again, if you would. Gary and Bismarck, next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary. Are you there, Gary?
Oh?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, I am. The question that I have is, McKinney McBride has a concert down at Prairie Nights Casino. And I called down there to see when they were canceling the tickets out and refunding, putting the money back on the cards. And they said that they have to have the Martina McBride office or management call to cancel that out. And what I'm thinking is there must be a lot of people, especially in that area, that could use that $300 or $400 or $500, whatever it is, back on their credit card so that they could buy essentials. And I don't know why they haven't canceled it out yet. It's obvious that they're going to. But I'm sure it would really help the people in that area that could get that back on their card so they can buy essentials.
What is the date on that, Gary?
I think it's April 6th to 8th, somewhere in that area. It's a Saturday night.
All right, so there's no way that's happening that soon, I wouldn't think.
Well, yeah,
right?
They should cancel it out so that these people can get their money back on the credit card and use it for whatever they may need.
Sure, and if it's canceled, obviously we'll get that, but I get where the casino's saying we can't just cancel it because then they'll make us pay. We're the ones canceling it, but you'd think Martina McBride would, her team would cancel it a little sooner. We'll do a little digging on that and see when a decision's expected on that one, too. I got it on my list, Gary. Thanks for the call. Let's see here. Not going to have time to read these. So I got a couple of emails, a couple of texts, calls waiting, too, all across the great state of North Dakota, Minnesota. More of them after
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration's continuing to pitch lawmakers on Capitol Hill on a huge economic stimulus plan to help Americans impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Democrats would have one requirement of any such bill.
Focus on the people who need help the most, the workers, the families.
In fact, the Washington Post reports the plan would provide two payments to working Americans of around $1,000 each. The first payment going out around April 6th, the second wave of payments would
go out on May 18th.
President Trump has chosen Christopher Miller to be the next director of the National Counterterrorism Center. He was formerly the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Combating Terrorism. He'll replace Joseph McGuire, who Trump chose to be Acting Director of National Intelligence, though McGuire left that position in February. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Change in your bottom line due to obviously the business model that was the status quo prior to something known as coronavirus coming around, and saying here's the P&L, where do I find some savings here? How could I do this differently? Go to hatandsons.com. That's the website for H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908. The folks providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services from Bismarck, but all across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Click on their commercial link, and they have something called commercial contract maintenance under that link. There's a little video there that just walks you through what they do. And it's really pretty simple because, all right, we've got a time right now, financial challenge. You've got increased cost. You've got a tightened budget. So what do with those challenges? One of the things you can do, you know, it's defer maintenance, put it off, right? But you also got aging infrastructure, so that's a little dangerous. You also have to have a comfortable workplace, right? So the way to go is to ask the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons how to take that over for you. When I say that, I'm talking about the maintenance. So they take care of your HVAC needs. Instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably, contractors get paid when clients had problems and breakdowns. That's not a way to go. Misaligned. Going the wrong way. 30 experienced service techs, fast, friendly service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And with proactive maintenance, preventing breakdowns, all-inclusive service contracts, specifically designed to minimize your downtime, reduce your equipment repairs, optimize productivity. The bottom line is better. Lowers your energy consumption cost, too. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Check it out. All right, couple of things here. One, this email from Mary. I saw an ad on Facebook from Herd & Horns Restaurant. It's a restaurant up by NDSU. Selling packaged to-go meals, 4 for $25. There was a list of menu meal options to choose from. What an excellent idea. Create sales for the restaurant and convenient, affordable meals for families. Other restaurants may want to take note. Love it, Mary. Because as a mom, you're worried about getting everybody fed properly, right? Another, Scott, what's your thought on closing everything immediately for 2 weeks? What's the purpose of closing one place and not the next place? We should quarantine everybody to their homes for 2 weeks. Only the emergency essential should be allowed out. My thought is this, that I don't think, number one, the less people that are out and about, the less people that are having, you know, interaction, the more social distancing we're doing, the better. No doubt about it. But if you say everybody's closed, now, you know, essentials, food. Now people that need medical attention. There's just ripple effects. I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's on a case-by-case basis. Obviously, we're going to have less community spread here than most other places, so be smart about it. I do think it is smart to err on the side of caution. I really do. Because I think it just ends this nightmare sooner if we do that. But I don't know that we need to go to that extreme. And I think if we do that, it ought to be dictated by the numbers. What are we seeing in the way of community spread? What's happening? Are our numbers spiking like they have in other places, Italy and others? So that'd be my quick take on it. What's worrying you? What are you doing about it? How can we help? Leah and Benedict, your chance to answer that question on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi there. Yeah, I wanted to be helpful if I could. I guess I'm not too worried either, except that we just need to do what we can to help each other out. They're not talking about a lot of things that can help. And for small businesses or any public place or businesses, it occurred to me that because heat will kill this virus and not just chemicals, and even chemicals come in such short supply, there's a unit called a steamer, and you can use it to clean floors or upholstery or anything. And these units could be used by small businesses to decontaminate a lot of surface very quickly without using chemicals, which also build confidence for people, occupying and working and, coming into those places. So that's something that could easily be done, and you could even use it in your own home. There's, as far as all of the antibacterial stuff that's being used, vinegar actually on your hands or any place exposed on your body, a virus and bacteria can't live in vinegar, and you make it in an acidic environment, and you don't have to be tearing down your protective layers on your skin necessarily, because vinegar on your skin or colloidal silver as well is antibacterial and antiviral and has been used for quite a long time.
A lot of good information there, Leah. I appreciate that. Thank you for being a source of plenty of info today. We appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Who's next? What are you worried about? What can we do to help? We want to know. I can't do anything about the weather, however. Peak wind gust today over 40 miles an hour expected. So it's going to be windy. Tomorrow, the high temperatures are going to be in the teens. So it's going to be a little chilly tomorrow. Close to record lows, maybe. North Dakota Highway Patrol says Highway 23 near Johnson's Corner. Ice and compacted snow making driving conditions difficult. Lanes are hard to see. DOT has already went by twice. Slow down and increase your distance. We don't want you to be a statistic today. We don't want you to be a statistic today. Let's see here who is next. Mike in Minot and then Jim where?
In Fargo.
Jim in Fargo. First Mike in Minot, then Jim in Fargo. 701-258-0550. 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Scott. I'm just calling in about stimulus packages. They're going to be handed out. They did this with the auto industry and a lot more industries way back, but the American people, the taxpayers, would be a lot, they could swallow this a lot easier if these CEOs and their board members didn't make so ungodly amounts of money. Everybody wants to make that kind of money. And if they don't like it, give it to the vice president of the company. Things like that is still messed up in this country. And our politicians, I'm sure they wouldn't go for a regulation of stuff like that because most of their family is on these boards and such.
Well, I wouldn't. Would you want them to? Would you want government to regulate what a CEO can make?
That, you know what? That would be a good idea because give it to the frontline people.
Well, when you say give it to the frontline people, if they aren't paying their frontline people, they're not going to have a business. So I'm not disagreeing with you that you better pay what the market bears and you better take care of your people. No doubt about that. But the idea that a company, let's just use a hypothetical, a company has got $1 billion in revenue and $200 million in net profit. If you don't think that the CEO deserves $10 million a year, I can't agree with you. That's not the free market system. I think it's Bernie Sanders territory when we start saying, you know what? That's too much for you to make. Now, you know what the president does? every month with his salary, donates it because he doesn't need it. That's his decision. Doug Burgum does the same thing, donates it. So that's his personal decision. I'm all for that. I think that's great. And certainly in a time like this, maybe you do something where you take your salary and you say, hey, I can't do this when we're laying off people or whatever. Yeah. But overall, saying they never should make that, man, that's just a different America than I think, Mike. I know your sentiment is well placed. You're saying take care of the little guy when times are tough. I get that. But, you know, big picture, the idea that government says what somebody can make, that's not America. That's Venezuela.
No. Buyouts. These toy companies that got bought out, or not buyouts, but the CEOs that get bought out, when they're already making $20 million a year, and then they ask for a buyout, and I'm sure it's in their contract, of another $40 million. Is that right?
Again, if it's in their contract, you're not suggesting that the contract be broken, are you? You're suggesting that the contract be written differently. And the point is there, if a CEO can come in and make a company money, and the company's making money, and the shareholders are making money, and the employees are making money and hired, and he is qualified and good enough to do that, he's going to get compensated with a buyout package and a health care package and a salary that's mind-boggling. You know, I mean, that you or I will never see in our lifetime, but he is a commodity and he can go anywhere. So as soon as one business says we don't give buyouts, guess what? They're not going to get the best CEOs.
There's a lot of them standing in line.
What do you mean?
For that same thing. Well, there's a lot of people out there that are standing in line for those jobs.
You know, that's a risk, but I appreciate your take, Mike. It's certainly at a time like this for CEOs to make big bucks to take care of the people that work for them or their families or whatever, I'm all for. But I just hate the idea of governments telling you it has to be at all. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning. Say, I've got a stepdaughter that lives in Bismarck, and she's been quarantined. Somebody in the building tested positive. She is now really sick, and they are telling her there's no tests for her.
She is sick. In other words, sick as in showing symptoms of coronavirus?
Oh, she's got respiratory things going on. She's got a sore throat, a cough. Now, her daughter did just get over pneumonia, and maybe she caught that, but she still wanted to be tested because she's quarantined, and they're telling her there are no tests available to test her.
In other words, the health care provider believes she should have a test, but there's not a test to give her to administer. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah, it isn't just she says, hey, I want to be tested, because, you know, they probably are connecting the dots with the story with the daughter. I don't know. We did hear yesterday that they were... I guess there's two parts to the test, and I think some healthcare providers had one part of it and the state had the other, so they were going to put them together because neither could test without the two together. And I don't know if they've finished that, but I know they're in process of getting more tests and also short-term showing up that supply. So maybe it's just a thing that's – did they tell her to call back or come back, or what's the next step?
They said they would give her a call when they got the tests in.
All right, got it. Well, we'll make some calls and check on that too, okay? Find out how they're coming.
All right, thank you.
That was announced yesterday at the afternoon briefing by Governor Burgum and Mylon Tuffy yesterday. So I know that is an issue, but we'll find out what the progress is on it. Okay. Appreciate the call. Greater North Dakota Chamber today is hosting a conference call. I guess they're calling it a business briefing via conference call to GNDC members and businesses, trade associations, local chambers of commerce to talk about current solutions for stressors. Gosh. That's where our energy should go. Current solutions for stressors. Where's the stress? Where's the worry? How can we help? Anyway, if you haven't yet signed up for that, I would do it. Greater North Dakota Chamber today. That's at 11 o'clock. Go to their website. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers inviting you to bid at the Cal and Julie Hoff Retirement Auction near Richardton, North Dakota. Originally scheduled for Saturday, March 21st, this auction has been converted to a timed online bidding auction only, set for the bidding to close Wednesday, March 25th at noon. This auction features a lifetime collection of exceptional capped and case tractors, a Claas 750 combine and headers, grain handling equipment, exceptional grain trucks, a Precision 2020 John Deere 1770 planter, hay equipment and livestock equipment and more. Bid online today at Pfeiffer's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Sitting there, selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking, this is where it next come from.
What, maybe somebody's mentioned this, but what about...
11 before the top of the hour, somebody called during the break. What's on your mind?
Scott, this is interesting. I think it's interesting, but they're shutting down the businesses all over. But what, and maybe somebody's mentioned this, but what about the hundreds of thousands of college kids that are down on the coast and they're going to be coming home in a week or so? I don't know if they should have been discouraged for going down there or not, but there's a whole lot of college kids on the coast. Thanks.
Well, you know, they're telling anybody that's traveled. If you've traveled, I heard a story about an employee of Shields. It was on a company trip to Hawaii. He came back from the company trip and was sent home for 2 weeks. I mean,
yep.
So it is, you know, I think everybody's being very careful that way. If you travel, and of course they ask you that in all the screening as well.
Yep.
You're handled differently. So
my neighbor works for RDO. He was in Eastern Europe, in Kyrgyzstan and a couple other countries, and then came to JFK. What a nightmare.
And here,
finally got home.
Here is just breaking news. The State Department today will evidently tell Americans abroad to come home or shelter in place. Level 4 travel advisory that will apply to all international travel, the most serious warning. Instruct all Americans abroad to either return to the United States or prepare to shelter in place given the global threat of the coronavirus outbreak. Under the advisory, Americans would be instructed not to travel abroad. It's going to be like 9/11 here before long with no plane in the air.
All right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. One other note here from Bismarck Public Schools today. They're going to be canceling school in all pre-K through 12 buildings for the week of March 23rd through 27th due to the ongoing spread of coronavirus in the state of North Dakota. The growing number of positive cases in the Bismarck-Mandan community is a substantial factor in this decision to help avoid further community spread, and decisions beyond March 27th will be made at a later date. Now, you remember the decision by the governor was asking the schools to shut down for 5 days this week, and then they would reassess today or tomorrow. I think we'll probably hear more about that at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the press conference. But again, any school that decides they want to do it on their own absolutely can do it on their own. And I understand there are schools out there that have wanted to do it, but sort of are feeling peer pressure of others not doing it. And you may, this Bismarck may be taking the lead for everybody to make it a little easier. I don't know how they'll do that. But they're saying this is a proactive approach in the best interest of the families and the community and the most vulnerable at-risk populations. Guidance for students, staff, and parents will be released by Friday, March 20th. Next week, Bismarck Public School staff will develop the distance learning plan, which will be used to provide direction and guidance throughout all Bismarck schools. You could come out of this with a new normal in education, where when somebody's sick, they don't have to miss. They're able to, you know, they have devices.
Yep.
They have devices. I think Beth Sletty, the superintendent of public schools, told us on the program, was that Monday, that they have one device for everybody sixth grade and up.
There's your device right here.
Well, it's your phone, but they like, I think,
a laptop or a Chromebook or something like that.
Right, yeah. And I think that's what they'll use if you don't have one.
Our son, Frazee's, everybody gets a Chromebook, and they've been working right now on just getting the current stuff online that they need to. But they've got other stuff online, and they're referring to other links that teach the same thing.
Pretty good. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Jim, answer the question today. What are you worried about, and how can we help?
I'm not worried about anything because we don't have the spirit of fear. We have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And the answer lies deep within each of us. We just all do the next right thing for the next right reason. We use our head and we wash our hands. We'll learn lessons, and I think the country will be stronger for it. But we just always have to remember that we just look at all the information equally, and we just try and not make it happen again. And, you know, the American flag still flies. And I was at Schwann's GMC this morning. There's Scott because they had a little problem with their ball. A nut came loose. Now, that one's an 80-footer. I got to go up 80 feet this morning before it got too windy. And that will remind you that you're still alive, Scott.
Yeah, I'll bet it does. That'll get your heart pumping a little bit, right?
Yes, it does. And what a good experience that was, too, because I need a little bit of adrenaline. You know, life's been kind of boring. Anyways, I managed to get down there before the wind picked up too bad. And I'd just like to thank all the people that have been inquiring about flagpoles lately. And, you know, hey, all summer long, I come to your house and install a flagpole in your yard. You don't even have to come out. You can just watch it from inside because I'm not really around people ever, hardly. And I'll come to your house and put that flagpole in for you.
Well, leave it to the greatest entrepreneur in North Dakota right there that's going to give you social distancing and yeah, a new flag. When are you taking your tour de force across North Dakota again? What was the date on that?
Well, I wanted to make a big deal out of it today, Scott, that I was going to come around next week, but I don't know if I should or not. I want to come see you guys. I want to come see everybody. I wanted, anybody have a flagpole issue they could...
Well, we'll take it. How about this? We'll take it day by day and, give everybody a couple days notice if you are going to come or the new date. We'll just do that early next week. Take care, my friend. And you know what? Use
Trump socks.
Yes.
Trump socks. Give me a call. If you need a Trump sock, give me a call. A wind sock.
That's a wind sock that has the Trump 2020 on it. Jim, the flagpole guy.
I have neck problems, and my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely, you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see him at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.